how to celebrate Catholic Schools Week, activities celebrating how Catholic schools contribute to their communities through students' faith development, academic excellence, and dedication to service, kicks off January 29th, so we get you prepared in the house. Good to talk to you, Greg Gehring, Marketing Communications Coordinator for Catholic Schools. Good morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, Shelley.
Superintendent David Faber in the house as well. Superintendent Faber, good morning to you.
Hi, Shelley.
All right, Catholic schools in the Diocese of Grand Rapids celebrating Catholic Schools Week. What is this all about? I'll begin with you, David.
Well, it's exciting to have the opportunity to share our schools with the world, right? And during Catholic Schools Week, our 6,500 students and growing are celebrating with the other 2 million students across the country, really faith, knowledge, and service. You know, Christ came and told us, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and that's the core of our education in Catholic schools. And so with academics, we have this unique thing in our schools with regard to the growth of students. You know, we call it the Catholic school advantage. You know, the longer someone's in a Catholic school, the longer students are there, the better they do above the norm group. And so we're excited about that. And of course, they serve the community in so many ways. So faith, knowledge, and service is our theme, and we're excited to celebrate it.
Greg, what falls under, before my specific questions, can you give me the, Greg and or David, where are we with Catholic schools and the divisions? You're superintendent. How do we work here?
Yeah. So I'm Marketing Communications Coordinator for Catholic Schools.
So you get the word out.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And so we have 25 elementary schools and 5 high schools throughout the diocese. So we have many schools in the Grand Rapids area. And then we go east to Ionia, Portland, Pauamo. We go north to Greenville, Big Rapids, Remus. And we go west to Holland, Spring Lake, Muskegon. And then northwest up to Ludington. So we've got schools all throughout the Diocese of Grand Rapids.
Right here in the greater Grand Rapids area as well.
Yeah, yep. So I'm surprised you have time for a radio interview. Thank you for that breakdown. This annual celebration does highlight everything that makes Catholic education outstanding. So David, again, what makes Catholic schools in the Diocese of Grand Rapids stand out?
Well, we believe and know from the research that our students are more likely to practice their faith, do better in school, and they make and give more money. And it's not about the money, but they actually give more in their civic service to our communities. They're more generous to their communities. And they also make more as a graduate of Catholic schools. And so this is exciting, part of the value that we have to offer families. And we're out there really trying to, that's part of Greg's role. And our families, our boards tell us, we're the best kept secret. And really, we want to welcome the entire community to consider Catholic schools.
I'm just going to ask a blunt question. Who are your students? Do you have to be Catholic to attend?
Absolutely not. We have at least 10 or 11% of our population are not Catholic, and we are certainly welcoming all, right? The education is good for all kids.
Great. Let's get the word out. This week begins next week, the 29th. So, Greg, what are the different Catholic schools in the Diocese of Grand Rapids doing to celebrate your week in their own way? I mean, are all schools celebrating together?
All schools are celebrating together when they come together Tuesday to the Cathedral of St. Andrew. Bishop Walkowiak will be celebrating Mass for representatives from each of the schools. We're going to have students, families, volunteers, school leaders, clergy, school pastors there as well. And so that's going to be an opportunity for all of our schools to celebrate together. Schools on their own are also planning lots of activities throughout the week. VIP breakfasts, they're going to be inviting community leaders, their local mayors or business people are going to be joining them for those breakfasts. They'll also be honoring public service, members of public service agencies and things like that. So all the schools will be celebrating in their own way and together.
Absolutely. I know I'm scheduled, Shelley, to be at a VIP day. And so we'll be there with grandparents and godparents and people that are important to the students. They'll celebrate Mass together, worship, and then also go in the classroom, sometimes have lunch together. All the schools have different ways. One school actually was going to do an ice sculpture, a special ice sculpture for Catholic Schools Week. I don't know that we're going to have, you know, the snow for that, but they're going to use marshmallows instead. So they have to sculpt something that represents their faith practice.
Part of the learning of creativity.
Absolutely.
And last-minute scenarios.
Yes.
I understand there is a Catholic Schools Week theme. What is it, and how do Catholic schools live this theme every day?
Absolutely. Well, the theme is faith, knowledge, and service. So I'm going to come back to that. The core of a Catholic education is Jesus Christ. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and he didn't just want us to have life, but he wanted us to have it abundantly. And so our kids every class, every course, every subject, every hour is surrounded by, from the context of who is Jesus and how does it impact your learning right now, whether it's on the playground, the lunchroom, anywhere throughout the day. So faith permeates everything we do in a Catholic school. As far as academics, like I said, the research demonstrates that our students in, you know, unlike any other school group, have this little effect called the Catholic school effect. The longer one is in a Catholic school, the better they do above the norm. And so it's really quite interesting. And of course, national test scores will show you that our students are regularly outscoring students in their other school counterparts. And in the end, our graduates, we know, go on to college at higher rates than any other school type out there, according to the research, and they go on to, as well, make more money. And the only school type that is demonstrated to have an economic impact on the students' future. But what's more important is because of their commitment to service, those students give back more. And even during Catholic Schools Week, they're all participating in a mission work somewhere. Some of them in Haiti, some of them in the Dominican Republic, some of them in Africa, some of them in India. They're all involved in some form of mission work, and also some of them locally here as well. And so it's exciting for our students to be learning about. There's so many parts of the world that yet don't know Jesus Christ. And so our students get involved through projects like Clean Water and many other ways, helping other people across the country, and by doing that, they introduce them to the love, the kindness, and the fullness of life in Jesus Christ. So that's what we're celebrating, and we, again, want to welcome so many more people to enjoy that.
There better be cake. Catholic Schools in the Diocese of Grand Rapids, again, celebrating Catholic Schools Week, begins on the 29th of January. Looking ahead beyond this week, what are Catholic schools here in the Diocese of Grand Rapids excited about? Let's just say your vision for the weeks and months to come.
Well, we're so excited to be introducing the Bishop's new strategic plan. It's in draft form right now. We've been through two rounds of consultation to all the areas of the diocese that Greg just talked about over the last year and even more than that, really developing this plan for our Catholic schools in the diocese. And so now we're at a point where we have a final draft. We're taking that out to decision makers, and we're starting to talk about how do we implement this plan. So we're in the middle of the Bishop's Catholic Schools Initiative, which was a three-year, three-part initiative, and that will be followed by a five-year strategic plan for our schools. So we have a strong future ahead of us.
What else is important here, Greg Gehring?
Well, a key part of that strategic plan is increasing affordability and accessibility for families throughout our area. We want to welcome more students to Catholic schools and to experience the Catholic school difference. So we've experienced 2 years now of enrollment growth at our schools, and with more than 6,500 students in our schools now, we want to see that number continue to grow. So we have welcome scholarships for new families. We also have our Bishop Scholarship Fund that helps families as well. And then schools themselves have their own individual scholarships too. So we really want families to know that Catholic schools are affordable. Catholic schools are accessible.
So January 29th, you kick off. Is there a ribbon cutting or just, announcements?
Most of the schools, a lot of the schools will be present at the weekend masses and weekend liturgies in the parishes nearby. And they'll be oftentimes in their uniforms. There'll be ushers at mass welcoming people. There'll be readers during the course of the mass. They will participate in different parts of the worship service. And so they'll be very visible there. And oftentimes they'll speak to the congregations about the difference that a Catholic school has made for themselves. So those are exciting opportunities to hear from the students themselves.
And then in addition, there is the Mass on Tuesday, January 31st, where representatives from all of our schools will gather together at the Cathedral of St. Andrew, and Bishop Walkoviak will celebrate Mass.
Back to Why You Exist, Catholic schools in the Diocese of Grand Rapids, serving more than 6,500 students within this six-county area, West Michigan, thanks to your leadership. David Faber, Superintendent, Greg Gehring, Marketing Communications Coordinator for Catholic Schools. How do we find out more information?
CatholicSchoolsForYou.org is our website. That's Catholic Schools, the number four, the letter U, .org.
It's pretty good marketing there. Thank
you,
gentlemen.
Thank you, Shelley.
Good day.